Maine, Maine, Maine Outdoors. From Rangeley to Eastport, Fort Kent to Kittery, the Maine Outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the Maine Outdoors. Fishing and hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the Maine Outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your Outdoors Hotline. Each Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine Outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine Outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. This is Bob Lehman, your host. You have tuned into the Maine Outdoors Show. V. Paul, guess where, is in sunny Florida, soaking up the sun. That's tough, isn't it?
It is.
Let's hope it's raining down there.
And as I said, this is Bob Lehman, your host tonight, and this is the biggie. This is the big one. It's our annual Christmas show. Glad you've tuned in. And we'll be calling in and answering. I hope you'll call in and answer a few questions and win a prize every time you call in. So to the introductions and the players, and we're here in Studio 7, Blueberry Broadcasting Network of stations, 103.9 FM Bangor, 101.3 FM Augusta, and 95.1 FM Rockland. Plus, also, we're on the internet, right, Jimmy?
We are, WVOMFM.com.
And again, we have the players out there in the control room. Jimmy Layton is on the board. Jimmy, say hello.
Well, hello, folks. I'll tell you what, if you tape this show tonight and play it out in your garden, the crows will bring your corn back.
That's right. Yeah, I like that, Jimmy.
I took that from a good reverend friend of mine, good old Carl over in Canada.
Sounds corn all right.
Yep, the birds will bring the corn back.
Sounds like a pretty corny one to me. So.
Good evening, Norman Claude, the scourge of Grand Lake Stream. And he's out in the control room, too. Say hello, Norman.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Christmas show. This ought to be real interesting.
Oh, this ought to be interesting is right.
Oh, boy.
And also, my wife, Alice, and Little Precious is out there in the control room, and she'll be writing down the addresses and the matching up with the prizes that you have won. Say hello, Alice. Uh-oh, she's way back. She's trying to say hello.
Alice.
She's trying to say hello.
Hello, Alice.
How'd I go? There you go. Okay. And Precious is out there, too, so let's hope she's quiet during the whole show. So anyway, and since this is our Christmas extravaganza, we will dispense with our Outdoor Digest and trivia question segments and go right to the fun stuff. And rules are, we ask the questions, you call in the answer, and you win a prize. It's as simple as that. The number to call is 1-800-966-1039.
They're calling in already.
Oh, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
But the ground rules are we ask the question and they call.
That's right. That's okay. Simple as that.
Keeps it sane on this end. Thank you, folks. We appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, we ask the questions. The number to call is 1-800-966-1039. You have to dial the whole number if you're local, even if you're local. And write that number down, why don't you, so you'll be sure and get through. 1-800-966-1039. 1039 is our call letter, so that's an easy one to remember. I have some great prizes, like a year's subscription to the Northwood Sporting Journal.
Ooh.
One of V. Paul Reynolds' books we have. We have one of my books, maybe two of my books. We have some hand-tied flies, a couple of flies tied by my old pal Woody Woodman. And Woody has a freestanding, beautiful half-round plaque with one of his flies mounted on it, and it is some pretty. And it's done, look like glass, is done over like glass. It's really handsome. And Woody has donated that. And Alice will tell you where you can pick that up. If you win it, where would that be, Alice, that they could pick that up? You got it there, Jim. Where is it?
Well, it says the Bangor Market Bazaar, what used to be the Kmart. Road in Bangor.
That's right.
Open Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4.
That's right. Now, they'd be able to pick that. Just go in there, and Woody and I have a booth in there, and it'll be right there waiting for you you win. That's one of the bigger prizes, and that's beautiful. So let's get right to the questions. Let's get right to the big show, and the first question, if you're on there, Are you there, caller?
No, you got to ask the question. You got to ask the question first.
No, we're gonna do it the way Alice wanted to do it.
And that's the way to do it.
Yep.
You ask the question. You ask the question.
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you the question.
Yep.
And then you give me the caller to answer it. Okay. Okay, that's the way we'll do it. Okay. How do game wardens tell the difference from a deer hair as opposed to other animal hair? That's the question.
Okay, now the caller's dropped off.
Oh, she's dropped.
Yeah. Say that question again.
The question is, how do game wardens tell the difference from a deer hair as opposed to other animal hair?
Whoa. Okay, we got a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on.
Good evening, outdoors. Hello, I'll put you to the studio. Hold on.
All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the question, caller? Hello? You there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your name, please?
Name is Ben.
Yeah, and where are you calling from?
Calling from Chelsea, Maine.
Oh, great. Up in Holton? Wow.
Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
Down near Augusta.
Oh, great. Great. You must be picking this up on the Augusta station. Yep. Anyway, did you get the question?
I think so.
You think so? What would the answer be then?
Well, I'm thinking that deer hair, unlike other animals, or a lot of other animals, they float.
Well, that's not the answer I was looking for. A lot of hairs float. But now, if a game warden looked in the trunk of your car and saw some hairs there, and he picked it up, and what would he do with it to find out if it was a deer hair or some other hair? And he wasn't near water. Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Well, he'd probably check the DNA.
No, actually, deer hair splits when you bend it. Did you know that?
Well, I know
it's
now.
It's hollow. Well, you know now, right? Yeah. Well, when I worked as a warden, that's how we checked the hairs. When somebody opened a trunk, you know, they might have had a deer in there, and we'd see some hair there, and we'd check and see if it was deer hair. So that's okay. What we do. Anyway, so I'm going to send you a Daredevil lure for calling in, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You be sure and stay on the line, and we'll send a Daredevil Eppinger Company Daredevil original lure right out to you for calling in. And give your address to Alice. She's waiting for it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Hang right on the line.
Do we have another caller, Jim?
Yeah, hang on just a second, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. They tell me to wait a minute, she says. I guess they're having trouble with the lines. We only have two lines here, so we can't tie them up too long because we got...
Yep.
Okay, you have a call.
Hey, go ahead with another question.
Okay, the question is, how do wildlife biologists determine the age of a deer?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you there, caller?
Answer the next one.
S-M-I-T-H.
Oh, just put him on.
Are you there? You don't have one?
Hang on. Okay, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phil, Old Town.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty darn good, Phil.
Phil, we got a question for you, and we'll send you a hand-tied fly if you get the right answer, okay?
Okay.
You didn't get the question before?
No, I got part of it, but I didn't get it all.
You didn't get it all? Well, I'll repeat it for you. How do wildlife biologists determine the age of a deer?
Teeth.
That's correct. The teeth is right. They take one tooth out and they put it under the microscope. And you know that it has rings just like a tree?
Yeah.
And they count the rings and that's the age of a deer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty accurate too. That's so I tell you for answering that question, how would you like a hand tied fly?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Okay, well I'll tell you we'll send one along. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hang right on, Phil.
Okay, you stay there, and we'll get your address so we can get that right out to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Second one gets a hand-tied fly.
Yep. Okay, and I got another question to go out.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on a minute, they tell me in the control room.
Yep. Yeah.
We got them all bogged up out there.
Well, I guess we do.
Yep. While we're talking about deer, you know, the hunters bagged fewer deer this year than last year. Actually, they bagged fewer turkeys. And bear as well.
Fewer.
That's right. If you're not a lot fewer, but fewer.
Yep. Yep.
And you know what animal was up in the bag?
I bet it was moose.
Moose is right, James.
Yes,
give
sir.
That man
I want to fly.
A box of Snickers candy bars.
I'll take those. I'll take those. Sure.
Okay, we got another caller for
him. Well, we do, but our phones are tied up. We only have one receiver here.
I'll tell you what. I'll throw another question out there.
Okay.
Okay, what is a deer yard in winter? What is a deer yard in winter?
Okay, we do have another caller.
Okay, let's talk to him a minute.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, caller?
Go ahead.
Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hello, caller? Are you there, caller? Nope, not yet. Okay,
no,
we have another one.
I'm having trouble with the lines here, I guess, but we're doing the best we can, folks.
Yep.
So, number to call is 1-800-966-1039.
You know, now would be a good time to go to our commercial right after we get this answer.
Let me put a question out there, and we'll go to commercial.
Yeah. What's the...
Okay. The question is, what is a deer yard in winter? What is a deer yard in winter? And we'll be back right after these messages. Thank you. And we're back with Maine Outdoors. This is Bob Lehman, your host, and this is the big Christmas extravaganza call-in and win a prize show. And I think we have a call on the line, do we, Jimmy?
We do.
Go What's your name, sir?
Hello, this is Nick.
And where are you calling from? Yeah, are you there? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I thought I was the first one.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, sir?
Burnham.
Okay. I got a question for you. Did you hear the question on the air before we went to commercial, or you want me to give it again?
I sure did, about the deer yard.
Yes, very good. You have an answer.
I sure do. A deer yard is an area where a deer congregate during the harsh winters when the snow gets deep, so they can more eyes on watching out for predators. Plus, they use the same trails because the snow gets deep, and it's usually... In an area with heavy cover where they basically yard up for the winter for a few months, maybe.
That is a great answer. Boy, you're right on top of that. Yeah, you a biologist by any chance?
No.
No? Sounds like you've studied the yards. They're pretty good. You're absolutely correct, and you've won a prize, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, let's see. Would you like a fishing lure from Daredevil Lure from Ed Lou Eppinger or a fishing fly? I'll give you a choice.
Is it one of your fishing flies?
Yes, I said you one of mine, yep.
Sure, I'll take one. I'm not a fisher, but I'll proudly display it.
Well, that's you nice. You're very kind, and you had a great answer, too. I appreciate it. And thank you so much
for calling in,
and I wish you a Merry Christmas, and stay on the line.
All right.
Because Alice is going to get your address, so I can mail that out to you.
All righty, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you ever so much for calling in, and Merry Christmas again. Yep, have a nice night, too. Now we have another question already. Anybody on the line, Jim, yet?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, here's the question. What defines palmering, P-A-L-M-E-R-I-N-G, on a fishing fly, a hand-tied fishing lie? What defines palmering? Now, that's a little tough, but maybe you have an answer for us. Do you have a caller there, Jimmy?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Where are you calling from, sir, and what's your name?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Poland, Maine.
Wow, Poland, that's great. That's a long way off, isn't it? You must be picking us up You must be picking us up on the Augusta channel, on the Augusta station?
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm in Augusta. I'm from Poland.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. I get you. Okay, then. Did you get the question?
I'm fairly new to fly tying, so I don't know if I know the answer, but does it have something to do with the hares or the, what do they call it, hackle, I guess?
That's half right. Half right. What do they do with the hackle on a, with a fishing, when they call it palmering? What would they do with the hackle, you suppose?
Well, I'm trying to remember. I went to one of those fishing game shows, and I remember you could tie the flies. I think they wrapped it around.
You're exactly right. They wrap it around the shank of a hook. Okay, that is, so you do well for not being a you know, an expert on it. You figured that out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to send you a prize tonight, something really nice for Christmas. How about a fishing fly for my good friend Woody Woodman? And he ties beautiful flies. When you get one of these in the mail, you will say, oh, my gosh, these are really nice.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, yeah, for sure.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful Christmas. And Alice, my wife, will take your address, sir, so we can bait it out to you in a day or two, okay?
That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Okay, and we're going to run another question out into the air, and they tell me to hang on for a second here. You're getting way ahead of them. Of course, we only have a couple of lines open. No, I've got some more information from my, sure. Okay, let's see. Now, let me look here. Okay. Now, I'm going to say the hunters bagged fewer turkeys this year, and that kill was down quite a bit, they say. And I'm looking up to see, I goes, what is it, 3,407 birds? And that's down from the fall harvest this year was 1980, and down from 3,507 birds. The black bear harvest, for instance, this year was 2,371, and that's down from 3,314. And on the moose, it was up a little bit. That was 2,830. Permits were issued, and almost 2,000 hunters successfully bagged moose this year. So that's pretty good. They had a really good year on the moose, and they weren't too far off on the other animals and birds. So anyway, okay, I have another question. Let me get another question out on the air, so somebody can win a prize here. What is the? I had this question on one of our regular shows one night, and you know, it took a long time, but funny, somebody finally called in and got the answer, so maybe you will. What is the fur of a pine marten called in the wintertime? And that's... We do have a caller there, do we, sir? Or ma'am? We have a caller?
Hello?
Good evening, sir. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jaden from Corinth.
Okay, great. Did you get the question?
Can I hear it one more time, please?
What is the fur of a pine marten called in the winter?
The ermine?
No, actually not. It's not called ermine. It's all something else. Begins with an S.
An S? S.
It's one of the it's a beautiful fur. My goodness, it's one of the really nice ones. Makes a good collar. Make a nice hat.
I'm done this one. Nice hat.
The answer is, you want me to tell you what the answer is? The answer is sable. You've probably heard that. But you gave me a ermine. You know what ermine comes from?
That the weasel?
Absolutely right. So I'm gonna give you a yes on that. So you'll be a winner. Would you, like to have one of my hand-tied flies?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, we'll send out one to you, sir, and thank you so much for calling in, and hang on the line, though, so Alice can get your address, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Okay, have a nice Christmas. And Jimmy Boy, do we have another caller on the line? Well, I'm going to throw a question out there, and we'll see what if somebody can get the answer to this one. In ice fishing, what is a wind flag? In ice fishing... What is a wind flag? Okay. And we have a caller. And are you there, caller?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Name and where are you calling from?
Michael, calling from Benton Falls.
Okay, great. Do you have an answer for that? You've probably been ice fishing, haven't you?
Wow. I'm glad I didn't get the last question.
You're glad you didn't. It's a tough one, huh? This isn't too tough.
I would have to say it's a flag that is not activated by a fish, but by the effects of the wind.
Jim is shaking his head out there. You're absolutely right, sir. You got some smart people out there, Rick. Have you ever been ice fishing?
Oh, yes, many times,
You
sir.
Probably have had a lot of wind flags, haven't you? You go charging out there, and the, charging out there and hope you got a fish and the wind blew it up. The wind blew the flag up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not too good.
Yep. Not always. Sometimes it was a real fish.
I'll tell you what. I'll send along a Daredevil lure for you, a brand new Lou Eppinger lure, and you'll get that in the mail in a couple of days. How's that?
That sounds great, Mr. Bob Lehman, and thank you very much.
Okay, do I know you?
I'm a listener for many years.
Okay, well, that's great. I think, have you called in before?
I feel like I know you all.
You sound a little familiar. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great Christmas, and congratulations. And, okay, and don't forget to give your address to Alice, my wife. She's right there ready to take it, okay? So stay on the line. Okay? Very good.
Next question.
Okay, you ready out there for this question? Name two main game fish that spawn in the spring. Not in the fall, but in the spring. Name two main game fish that spawn in the spring. And we have a caller. Are you there, caller? Hello?
I'm there.
Okay, you're there, are you?
I'm there.
Turn your radio down. I think I hear an echo.
I have to turn the radio down so I can hear your question.
Okay.
You've been almost impossible to get through to.
Oh, wow.
You've got a lot of callers.
Yeah, that's true, too. Okay, name two main game fish that spawn in the spring. And I will send you, for the correct answer, I will send you a fishing fly from my friend up in Patton, Alvin Terrio, okay?
Well, that would be wonderful.
That would be great, okay?
I would say trout and salmon.
No, you're wrong. They spawn in the fall.
Ah.
They spawn in the fall.
I learned something new? And
yes.
That's okay with me.
Are you a fisherman?
I am.
Yeah, well, this is an easy one for you then. What name just two? There's a whole bunch of them that spawn in the spring. Not in the fall, but in the spring. I'm going to give you one of them because one of them is a rainbow trout. And you said trout, so I'll give you halfway on that. So name one other one. Name one other one.
That spawn in the spring.
That's right.
And
that's
that
right.
means that they have to...
There's a lot of them that spawn in the spring in these shallow water ponds.
I'm from Connecticut. I just recently located here. So
yeah, that's all right.
A whole different fishery than I do.
Well, they're a kind of weedy fish. They like the weeds. All of these fish
well,
like...
Well, I would say bass if you're...
Then, yeah, that's right, sir. Good for you. They spawn in the spring. They make bass beds and everything. Some other ones that spawn in the springs are pickerel, of course, and perch. That's right. Yeah. So I'll tell you what. I'll send you one of my hand tied flies.
And I'll send you one of mine.
Would you really? Would you do that?
Yes, I would.
You're a fly tyer?
I am.
Yeah. In wonderful. That'd be great. Where are you calling? Where were you calling from?
Blue Hill, Maine.
Oh, Blue Hill. Okay. Wonderful. That's not too far away. I live in Brewer, so. So
oh,
that'd
yeah,
be great. I appreciate it. It'd be wonderful. Do you have my address?
Yes, I do. I won't do it on the air, but I will tell your folks.
Well, that's wonderful. Alice is out there. You can talk to her all you want. But don't take too much of her time. Don't take too much of her time.
I won't do that.
She's busy. Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy that fly.
I will. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for calling, and have a nice Christmas. Okay, I'm going to run another question out there, Jim. I suppose they're tied up. Okay. This is a real tough one. You may have trouble with this one. We'll throw it out there anyway. What is the nut from an oak tree called? What is the nut from an oak? We got to take a break here, Jim. I think we're at the half hour break, at the fast break. Okay. So we'll leave that question out there, and we'll probably take a break.
Even 50%
okay,
off their
be right
selection.
Back.
There's always new cool.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Ding, 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 ding. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. And this is Bob Lehman on the great Christmas show of the year, the annual Christmas show we're having here, and we're having a lot of fun. And the boys out in the control room are helping us along. And next, we have a question that's on the air right now, and I hope we have a caller with the answer. And the question was, which will, and the answer will give you a nice prize. I think the answer will give away that plaque from Woody Woodman, and it's a beautiful plaque. And if we have a caller on the line, they can give me the answer to, what is the nut from an oak tree called? Are you there, caller? Hello? Are you there, caller? Hello?
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 Oh, we have a lady.
Yes, I was a little freaked out by the pajamas.
Okay, what's your name, please?
This is Tracy and my daughter, Salida.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
We're calling from Augusta.
Augusta, you must be picking us up on Augusta Station there.
We are.
Wonderful, that's great. And would you have an answer to the question I put out?
What kind of nut is it, Lita?
Acorn
is absolutely right, and you have won a beautiful plaque from my good friend Woody Woodman. And Jimmy has the information of the plaque and where you can where you can pick it up, or maybe we could probably have Woody send it to you.
Oh yay!
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, because they're in Augusta, not in. He has a place in Bangor, out to the old Kmart out there. What do they call that, Jim? I know it's the old Kmart, but it's you got the paper there with written it. Yeah, what is it? Okay. Yeah, what is it? What's that? Hang on.
This is called the Bangor Market Bazaar.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on the Hogan Road in Bangor. The
right.
Bangor Market Bazaar.
Yeah, they have a lot of craft shows.
A lot of good stuff there.
Yes, they do. And Woody used to be a band leader for Maine and beyond. He had a beautiful band, and he played the saxophone, I believe, and sang beautiful.
Yes.
And right now he ties flies in his spare time, and he makes these gorgeous plaques with flies on them.
Yep.
And he is donating that, one of those, and I guess we'll have to send it to you. You ever come to Bangor?
Not very often, but...
No, probably. Well, maybe we could send it.
Yeah, we'll have to send it.
We'll send it out to you. If you want to... Hang on the line and give Alice your address, and we'll make sure you get it.
Okay. What do you say, Lita?
Okay. Thanks so much for calling
Thank
in, and have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Likewise. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you ever so much.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Let's run another question out there. Do we have someone on the line, Jimmy?
I think we do.
Name two or more nut-producing trees that grow in Maine. Name two or more... nut-producing trees that grow in Maine. And that should be a fairly easy one. There's quite a number of nut-producing trees that grow in the state of Maine, believe it or not. And do we have somebody on the line?
We do.
We do. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, this is Mike from Howland.
Hi, Mike.
Mike from Howland.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Yeah, and a Happy New Year.
You too.
Did you get my question?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have an answer for us?
I'm going to say beech, black walnut.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good answer. And what was the other one? Beech?
And black walnut?
Beech and black walnut. You're absolutely right. There's also chestnut.
Yep, horse
there's
chestnut.
There's butternut. Yeah.
Yep.
And, of course, acorn.
Yep.
So there's quite a few. Quite a few. Yeah, it's unbelievable how many nuts we have in the state of Maine. If you, a lot of nuts, don't we?
Yeah, a few in Washington, too.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that. They'll appreciate that. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, thank you ever so much for calling in. You win. I tell you what, we'll. What have I got on my list here? Would you like a fishing lure from Eppinger Daredevil, or would you like a hand tied fly?
Is it a five of diamonds?
We have one more hand tied fly from Woody Woodman, and they are gorgeous. You have one from me, and you have one from Alvin and Talvin Terrio up in Patton.
Take your choice.
I'll take
your choice.
From Woody.
You've made a good choice because Woody has some beautiful flies. I hope Alice heard that so she can write it down. And be sure and tell her what you've won and give her your address, would you please?
Okay.
So we can get it right out to you. And thank you ever so much. Have a great Christmas.
You too. You all too.
Thank you ever so much.
Merry Christmas, Mike, to the family.
Yes.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Let's see now. We got a couple more minutes before we have to do another ad. So let's run another question out there. Is Mayapple a tree or a plant? Mayapple, is it a tree or a plant? Do we have a caller, Jim?
We do have a caller. Go ahead.
Are you there? Are you there, caller?
Yes, how you doing, guys?
What's your name and where you calling from?
Corey calling from Parkman.
Parkman? Where's Parkman? Is that over by Augusta somewhere?
No.
No. On the other side of Dover.
Oh, up by Dover way. Oh, that's right, too. That's on the way to Greenville, isn't it? Up in that area. Yeah. Do you have an answer for that question?
Is it a plant?
You're absolutely correct. It is a plant. It's not a tree at all. It's not an apple tree or anything. It's a plant, yeah. It has these little green apples, you might say. They're not much bigger than your thumb. And they call it a May apple. And once in a while, if you're doing much fishing in the spring?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've used a few of your flies in the past, too.
No kidding. Wow. That's great. You know, once in a while in the spring, you'll see these little green, they look almost the size of a big marble that come floating down the brook. And those are May apples, believe it or not. They fall off in the plant. And I've seen them in the years, many, many years ago, many of them. Anyway, so that's the answer. You're correct, sir, and you win. And talk to Alice now and give her your address. And thank you so much and have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Oh, thank you ever so much. Appreciate it. Okay, James, are you ready for another question? Ever ready. What causes the leaves on a hardwood tree to change color in the fall? What causes the leaves on hardwood trees to change color in the fall? The number to call is 1-800-966-1039. You have to dial the whole number even if you're local. 1-800-966-1039. And do we have somebody on the line, Jim? Okay, are there a caller? No caller? I don't hear anybody, James. Hello?
Hello?
No, I don't hear anybody. Hang on, tell me out the control room to wait 1 minute, and that's what we're doing. We're waiting right here. Okay, are there a caller? Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Paul here. How are you?
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, that's me.
Paul. V Paul?
Yes, sir.
You got through, didn't you? You did well, didn't you?
Well, your lines have been busy.
Oh, busy. Right. I guess they've been busy. I should say so. Did you, so how's everything down in the warm sun?
It's 78 down here.
Oh, that's tough, isn't it?
And pelicans are swarming around. It's beautiful.
Oh, man. Yeah. Lucky you. Well, we've had a couple of rainy, warm days here, so it hasn't been all the snow that we did have has rained off. But it's getting real cold tonight, and it's very windy, very windy.
Wow.
And it's going to be cold for the next week, according to the Weather Channel, so really cold. So, and they say Tuesday, I guess, right, Jim, we got snow coming.
Yeah, Fields Pond is open completely.
No kidding. Wow.
Completely.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I bet you Branch Lake... All the coves around probably went out, and all the beaver flowages went out, and the brooks were running full. And we had a really heavy rain yesterday and last night, really heavy pounding rain.
Big
a lot
wind.
Of places got 2 or 3 inches. So, Paul, you were going to donate one of your books.
Say what?
You were going to donate one of your books?
Yeah, I'd like to donate my Maine Angler's Logbook, but only if a caller can identify the old-time movie actor impersonation that I'm about to do.
Okay, that's great. Are you ready for that? Ready to roll with that?
Yeah. Are you going to have them call
in? Just a second. I'll find it. Jim, do we have a caller?
Not yet, but we will.
We will. So, hey, we've got to talk for another minute. They're very, very busy taking down addresses.
Here we go.
I guess we've got another caller now, Jim?
Coming in.
Got a caller coming in. Okay.
Once you get that caller queued up, I'm going to do an impersonation, and if that caller can guess
what
movie actor I'm impersonating, he will win one of my
books. All right, he's on the line.
He's on the line, and the name of the caller is what, sir? Are you there?
She.
Yes, she, I'm here. If you
okay, it's a lady. She. Okay, where are you calling Wonder. From?
I'm calling from Orono.
From Orono. Okay, dear. Okay. V. Paul Reynolds, the one and only, is on the line from Florida, and he is going to give his impersonation of a movie actor, and if you can tell who that is, you will win a book that he has done recently. Okay, one of his books. Okay.
Okay.
What is your name, caller?
Ruth.
Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. Do you watch Turner Movie Classics or anything like that?
Not anymore, but I used to watch a lot of them, and I love old movies.
Okay. Okay, Ruth, I'm going to do an impersonation of an old-time movie actor, and if you can guess who this is, you'll win my book, okay?
All righty.
Are you ready? Here we go. Here we go. Listen carefully, Ruth. If you listen very carefully, you have to get the right answer, okay?
Okey-dokey.
Here we go. Hello, this is James Mason. Do you like my beard? Who is that actor, Ruth?
Let me guess. It's James Mason who played Captain
All right.
How can we under the sea?
Excellent.
Ruth, can you pause the background, Ruth?
Say again.
We're in Florida right now and listening to the show.
Great.
You just got a lot of applause because that's exactly the right answer.
Well, yeah, that's great, huh?
How were you able to guess that?
Oh, gee, let's see. I don't know. It was so hard.
Yeah.
I was just racking my brain.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you. And Norm will get your mailing address, and we'll mail a book out to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, and a Merry Christmas to you, Ruth.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yep. Thank you, Ruth.
Stay on the line, please, okay?
Yeah,
well,
right.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. We will go to a commercial from General Appliance and Brewer.
Hang right in there, Paul. You
hang
can help us.
Hang on if you want to.
No, that's okay. I'm going to get back to the party here. Thank
all right.
Okay. Merry you got Christmas. a party going, huh?
Merry Christmas to you,
Diane. Oh, yes, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to both you and Diane. Thank you so much for calling in and talking to us. Okay.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
And how could anyone not go to General Appliance in Brewer? That is the place for your camp appliance needs, whether they are gas lights, gas ranges, gas refrigerators, gas freezers, or top-of-the-line compost toilets.
Ride the wave.
Baby.
Thrones fit for kings and queens.
Yes, right. You know it, huh?
Yes, sir. No flaws.
General Appliance is located at 91 Center Street in Brewer. They are your non-electric connection, a family-owned business since the 1920s, believe it or not. And it's changing energy times of today. General Appliance is there to serve camp owners with non-electric appliance. Try say that three times fast. Right? They got your needs. They also have a lot of parts. They got parts over there, something fierce, and they have servicemen. In fact, their servicemen are unbelievable. They fixed the refrigerator for me. They put a foot in the door, and that refrigerator stopped making a noise just like that, and hadn't made a noise since. And that's the truth.
Yes.
Would I not tell the truth there?
Well, no, I don't know. You're a fisherman, aren't you?
So anyway, they also sell Paul and I books over there at General Appliance, as well as compost toilets and all the parts and all these beautiful appliances and used appliances. So check them out at Center Street in Brewer, easy to get to. Come across the old Bangor Brewer Bridge, take a right and a left, you're on Center Street, and the right there on the right, and they got practically the whole block. So stop in and say hello and tell them you listen to the Main Outdoors Show.
And
because we're the only place that they advertise, and that's all they need. That's what they said.
And say Merry Christmas to Patty.
Yes, and Al.
And Al.
And Al, yeah, and
the crew.
And the crew. There you are. Now you got them covered. Yep. And they sell our books over. They got a whole big rack of our books. I must go check and see if they need any more. But anyway,
all right. We had a
question out in the
What's the question?
I repeat the question. What causes the leaves on hardwood trees to change color in the fall? And you there, caller? We have a caller, Jimmy.
I am. I'm here.
Yes. Well, great. What's your name? Where are you calling from, sir?
This is Matthew.
Matthew
from Thorndike.
Matthew from Thorndike. Did you get
all know better than most people?
I'm going to send you one of my books, Matthew. Would you like one of my books?
I'd love one of your books.
Would you like Trolling Flies or Fly Fishing Maine, Maine? Which one?
Fly Fishing in Maine would be a great book.
I will send you one of those for the answer to the question that I just, what causes the leaves on hardwood trees to change color in the fall?
Well, the colder temperatures and the shorter hours of sun cause a chemical change, and the amount of sugar in the leaves and the sap declines, and other things enter into the main stream there, and those other things are what cause the leaves to turn all.
There's also a chemical that they lose a loss. There's a loss of a chemical. Do you know what that chemical is? Begins with C.
Well, I don't know about chemical, but chlorophyll.
Absolutely chlorophyll, right. That's what we're looking for. Thank you ever so much.
Yep. Professor.
You win.
Professor Matthew Hines.
I had to squeeze you awful to get that out of here, but yeah, I got a better way.
I want to just give you guys a little update.
Yes.
If I could.
Sure.
Go ahead.
My son Wolfgang will be 22 years old tomorrow.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Wolfgang.
And he was in the studio when it was up above, you know, up the second story over there near McDonald's.
On Springer Drive.
Mall. I've got pictures of him in the studio wearing one of my little mini pack baskets.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Wolfgang, tomorrow, not only is it his 22nd birthday, but he'll be shipping out from Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, he must be in the service.
Where he is a certified gunner's mate in the U.S. Navy.
Wonderful. Oh, congratulations.
Wonderful. Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful.
You must be proud of him.
He will be going to his ship, the DDG-98, the USS Forrest Sherman.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is currently in the North Arabian Sea.
Yes, sir.
And,
that's great.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Matthew, for calling in.
Keep on thinking about him for me.
Well, we certainly will. Yes,
you tell Wolfie we said hi.
Yes.
I will.
And I hope you enjoy the book. We'll send
him
out.
In our prayers.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
Merry
Matthew.
Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And I'm going to run another question out here, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
And what ground mineral encourages the growth of deer antlers? What ground mineral encourages the growth, not as entirely, but encourages the growth of deer antlers?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, are you there, caller? Hello, are you there?
Hello, caller.
Go ahead, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Yeah. What's your name and where you calling from?
Are we allowed to call in a second time?
Did you win once already?
Well, actually, that's not fair.
Well, as long as he didn't win, did you win?
I can hang up.
Everybody's won.
Yeah.
I want a daredevil. I can hang
up. Okay, yeah, that'd be better, I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, though. Happy New Year. And maybe we'll get another caller here.
We will.
Gee, that guy was lucky. How'd he get in twice?
Boy,
he was. That's pretty good.
Well, All right, no callers right now.
Well,
I think we have one coming, though.
1-800-966-1039. You have to dial the whole number, even if you're local. 1-800-966-1039. We only have about 7 or 8 minutes left here. We've got several prizes to give away yet. See, I've given away.
We have about 5 minutes left.
We got 5 minutes or so. And let's see, I've still got a couple of flies left here that I could give away.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, yes. You there, caller?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Scott from Howland.
Okay, Scott. You have an answer to our question, what ground mineral encourages the growth of deer antlers?
Calcium.
Calcium is good, but it's not the answer I was looking for. Begins with L.
Begins with what?
L. Begins with L. Ends with stone.
Limestone.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Good for you. Okay. And there's a lot of limestone like up in the Rustic.
That's where I come from. A lot
of limestone streams up there.
I come from limestone.
They're great. It's a great mineral to have in water and in the growth of antlers, so they tell me, yeah. I guess. Anyway,
it
so,
is.
So you have won, and we will send out a fly, hand-tied fly for you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. And
do you
fish it all up in the, where you come from?
Howland?
I'm from Howland.
Yeah? You got any special streams you'd like to fish out there? You like to fish for trout or you troll for salmon? I'm trying to get at.
Oh, I'm a lake fisherman. I like lake fish.
Lake fish?
Yeah, trolling.
Trolling. Okay, I'll send you a trolling fly. How's that?
That sounds real good.
Okay, thanks. All right. So I've got trout flies and trolling flies, and I do both, but mostly I fish for trout, so I tie a lot of those. And we'll send one right out. And thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a happy new year and a very Merry Christmas. And
you stay on the phone.
And stay on the line so we can get you your address and mail that out to you in a couple of days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you ever so much. I'm going to throw another question out
sure,
there, Jim.
Right
I don't
ahead.
Know if we got another caller. But
yep, no, go right ahead.
Okay, spruce gum comes from what main tree? Spruce gum comes from what main tree?
Here we go. We have a caller.
We have a caller. Are you sure. there, caller?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Travis Lane, and calling from Passamaquoddy.
Passamaquoddy. Gee, there's some nice trout. That's good trout country up there. Do you fish trout?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have an answer to a question?
Yes, fir tree.
What was the answer?
Fir tree.
Fir tree.
Let me give you the question again.
Spruce.
Let me give you the question again. Spruce gum. Do you get that? Spruce gum comes from what main tree?
Spruce.
That's right. Absolutely right. How'd you ever... You really come up with that, didn't you? Did you know that before?
Well, I know that fir produce pet, too, and then I know spruce.
Yeah.
Spruce
have you
too.
Ever tried getting spruce gum from a spruce tree?
I have, but I haven't dared to try it.
If you have
well,
false
you know.
Teeth, don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. If you got false teeth, that's a good answer, Jimmy. I'll tell you, I remember that way back with when we were Boy Scouts. We collected that stuff.
Oh, yes.
We put it in little boxes and sold it.
Yep.
And back in my day when I was a young fellow, you could buy it in a little white box, if I recall.
We used to roll it and put
Norm
sugar in
it. And Norm says yes out there, and Jimmy says yes, and I remember that, yeah. I don't know if you can buy it today or not, but it's really quite good. It's kind of sticky.
You could buy it in the box, and it had sugar on the outside.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well.
We are right down to 1 minute.
1 minute. I'm going to not give away any more prizes because we just about ran out.
Yep.
But the next two Sundays of Maine Outdoors will be actually copies of old records, right, Jim?
Yes, some of the best of our shows will be on for the next two Sundays.
Yep.
And for the New Year's and the Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, folks, that riding on those thrones is a wave of the future.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So be sure and tune me in. I'll be back hosting the show on January 5th. And I will have a very interesting guest. I'm trying to line him up right now, and he's told me he would come. And I think that would be great. So what we're going to do is sign off on the Maine Outdoors.
Are you going to do another question?
No more questions.
And
okay.
No more questions, sorry. But we're going to sign off right now singing. You ready, James?
Oh, let's go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
And we're signing off.
I'm
see y'all
dreaming
next year on
of a white
Maine Outdoors
Christmas with every Christmas.